Hey everyone, thank you for inviting me, Judy, to be the sharer today.
Carol, Carol, let me know when you want me to put up the
Yeah,
photo.
you know what, Judy, you can put it up right now. That's fine. So this is my picture when I first started this. Well, this is what I looked like over all the years. You never knew what I looked like. Sometimes I looked like the left, sometimes I looked like the right. I've done that for my whole entire life, been different sizes. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Anyways, my name is Carol and I am a compulsive overeater. However, not only am I a compulsive overeater, I'm also a food addict. I have an extremely abnormal relationship with food. And I started this journey back many years ago, but this time, I have to be honest, I started it strictly to lose weight. This time I weighed probably around 280 pounds when I started. I was in a size 3X, and inching my way up, I was just going out of that size. So today I weigh around 160 pounds and I'm in a size 10. And I've been abstinent for 5 years and 1 month. And for me, my abstinence is defined as no flour and no sugar. Four weighed meals, measured meals a day with nothing in between. So, just a little bit about my beginnings. I was born into a pretty normal family. When I was 2 years old, my father was diagnosed with severe bipolar disorder after trying to commit suicide. They would take him away, they took him away for about a year. And he was like the closest person to me. He was my caretaker. He was the one that did everything for me. He disappeared from my life and he went into a mental institution and he was there for a year. And this pattern went on and on every time. It would happen like every 7 years. He would try to commit suicide and then they'd take him and he'd disappear for a year. So at this time, we moved in with my grandparents, and my grandmother became my primary caregiver because my mom had to go and take over the role as breadwinner. So she was never home. I grew up very, very fearful. I remember times like when I would go to get a haircut because they always had me have this stupid little pixie haircut when I was little. And I was scared to death of getting my hair cut, and my grandmother had to stand there and hold my hand. Every night, I looked under the bed to make sure there wasn't anybody there. I looked in the toilets to make sure there was nothing in there. Every night, I did this. And when I went to bed at night, I would take hardcover books and I would put them and sleep with them underneath my shirt because I was sure somebody was going to come in and stab me in the middle of the night. And I just was always very, very fearful. I think because, my dad was no longer around. But however, when I got upset, and no matter what emotions I had, whether I was happy, sad, fearful, my grandmother always comforted me with food. And the sweeter, the better. And I realized that food made me feel so loved and that it became my best friend. I started binging. My earliest memory of me eating so much was when I was about 6 years old, and I would steal food and go and hide in the closet and eat it so no one would get mad at me, get on me about it. I also stole money. My grandfather kept money in his drawer, and I would steal money in his drawer and go down to the corner store so I could buy food, candy and stuff. So, anyways, I'm getting really nervous. I was always the fattest girl in my class, and I was teased by everyone. And you know what? My heart just ached because I wanted to be like the skinny girls. I wanted to feel included and popular. All my friends took dance lessons. However, my mom felt that I was too heavy and wouldn't be able to do the dance lessons. So I wasn't fitting in with my friends. I couldn't fit in normal clothes when I was younger. They were always made out of polyester. And it was like really embarrassing and shameful for me because I just wanted to dress like all my friends did. And one time, my mother found me in a husky size, a pair of pink jean shorts and a pink top. And I was so excited because I finally got to find a pair of regular shorts that I could fit in with. So I put this on and I went outside to play. And as I came out the front door, the kids in the neighborhood were there and they go, "Oh my God, look at here comes the pink elephant." And it just like tore me apart to how bad the kids bullied me and told me how fat I was. And I just was, it devastated me to think that that's how they felt about me. When I was around 13, my grandmother put me on my first diet and I lost 65 pounds. And it was the year before I went into high school. So I went into high school feeling on top of the world. I was 65 pounds. I mean, I lost 65 pounds. And I kept it off for 4 years when I was in high school. I had all kind of friends. I was in a size 8 clothes. I had boyfriends. I experienced stuff I had never thought I would experience if I was heavy. So, however, high school was strictly a party for me. I did drugs. I was drinking. My grades suffered. I got mainly C's and D's because all I wanted to do was party all the time. But I was able to keep my weight off. I remember going into my friends and I would go into the girls' restroom and we would lay down. And I was the one with the flattest stomach that had the bones sticking out on the side. So that to me was a great thing. And then when I was 18, I got married at 18 because I thought somebody really wanted to marry me, so I might as well get married. We did lots of pot smoking and binging, and I started gaining my weight back. I got pregnant when I was 20, and I gained 100 pounds. After my son was born, I continued to gain weight, and I would try to lose it, but I couldn't stop eating. I don't know what was the matter with me, but I just could not stop eating. I even took my alcoholic foods into the bathroom to eat so my husband wouldn't see me eat. And I kept gaining weight, but I was obsessed with food. Well, eventually he left me because he couldn't handle being with a fat wife anymore. Because when he married me, I weighed 118 pounds, and now here I was, this fat girl. So, and he said he was going to divorce me. So here I was alone, depressed, and had a 2-year-old child. So my eating patterns, my binging started all over again. I started eating out of control. I thought of food constantly. No matter what I did, I could not stop eating. And if I did stop eating, I couldn't stay stopped longer than a day. One time I ate a whole box of Raisin Bran right before I went to bed, a brand new box. Now that I think about it, like if I was going to binge on something, why would it be Raisin Bran? But anyways, I went to bed and that night I woke up in severe distress. And I just prayed to God, if you take this pain away, I promise I will never do that again. Well, I never did it again until the next time, which there was definitely a next time. My son and I constantly fought over food because I would buy him food, and before he would get a chance to eat it, I ate it. And it caused a lot of friction between him and myself. So, just another example of how food meant to me. Every day on my way home from work, I would stop at a convenience store and I would load up on whatever it was I was eating at the time. And when I would go up to the register, the girl said to me, "Oh, I see you're here for your daily fix." And that was real embarrassing to me that how did people know that, they're no, it's very shameful because they caught me in the act. So I decided that I was going to try to lose weight again. So I tried every diet possible. I tried Weight Watchers, the cabbage soup diet, Nature Slim, diet pills. I even went on this program called OptiFast and went for 6 months without any solid food. I lost all my weight, but after 6 months, I started eating again and gained it all back. My weight eventually got up to about 325 pounds. No matter how hard I tried, I could not stop eating. would start a new diet every Monday, and by Monday night, I'd be done. So I couldn't handle it anymore. I hated myself. And someone had suggested to me going to a eating disorder treatment center, and because I just couldn't stand it anymore. So I went down to Florida for a month to this eating disorder treatment center, and I got help, mental, it was a mental hospital, a psychiatric hospital that dealt in eating disorders. And so I went there, and part of my aftercare was attending OA meetings. So I had to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. And I went to the meetings, but I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't work a program. I thought it was weird going there, and I was scared to participate. I would white knuckle my food plan that they gave me just to get through it because I wasn't comfortable doing that. So I kept that weight off for about 2 years, and I thought I was cured. And I call, say, I have this little guy sitting on my shoulder. His name is Ed. He was my eating disorder. And he would say to me, "You know what? You're a normal person now. Go ahead and eat whatever you want." So I started out trying it like one day, and then one day became 2 days, 2 days became 3 days. I thought if I could just have one piece of my alcoholic food. Well, that one piece turned into years of binging, gaining all my weight back with a rebate. So over the next 15 years or so, I lived full blown back in the food, binging, trying to diet, and I went to a few more treatment centers. One roller coaster after another, I gained all my weight back. I remember going one day to a friend's house from high school, and her mom came up to me and she goes, "You know what, Carol?" She said, "I don't ever know what you're going to look like. One time I see you, you're fat, and one day I see time I see you, you're skinny." And I just thought that was really rude of someone to say that to me. I didn't realize when I started eating again just how progressive this disease is. It like immediately the obsession and the craving started. I was desperate again. So in 2008, I had bariatric surgery and I had a lap band put in. And I lost 85 pounds, but eventually I figured out how to get around that and start binging with that and drinking again. And I gained all my weight back plus more. So over the years, I was trying to get a hold of whatever it was that controlled me. I felt like I was possessed by something because I just could not stop obsessing and craving and thinking about food. It was like something that controlled my whole being. I felt like I was an alien with it. I was suffering physically and mentally. I hated myself. I could barely walk. My feet were swollen. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't fit into a plane seat without an extension. And I remember one time I flew and I whispered to the attendant, I said, "I need an extension." And she came down the aisle and go, "Who's the one that wanted the extension?" And I like wanted to die. I was so embarrassed. I still had a lot of fear. I was very, very fearful that
Gentle
I would.
5-minute warning.
Thank you, Gloria. I was fearful that I was not good enough and that people wouldn't like me. I didn't like going into restaurants because I was so afraid if I went in there, I was going to break a chair if sitting down on it. That's how heavy I was. And I went on another tangent at work, a binge. I would go through people's drawers and take all their food and eat it when they weren't around. And I felt really shameful of that. So I decided again to go to another treatment center, but this time for 3 months. I figured, you know what, 3 months, that ought to help me there. So their aftercare included OA meetings. I had to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. And back in my hometown before, the pandemic and we got on Zoom, you had to attend meetings. So there weren't a lot of OA meetings in my town, maybe one. So I ended up going to AA meetings, but I didn't feel comfortable doing that because I wasn't an alcoholic. At least I didn't think I was. Now, looking back, when I did drink, I drank in excess. So I had stayed abstinent this time for about 3 years. And then one day I went to my brother's wedding reception, and that delusional thinking again with little Ed on my shoulder said, "Hey, you can have all that stuff again. So, and you can have just one." So I went over to this table and I had one of my alcoholic foods, and I put a couple on my plate and started eating them. And the next thing I knew, I had 50 of them. And I was putting them in my pockets, and I went in the bathroom and I just gorged on them. And I thought, oh my God, it's back again. Only this time it came back with a vengeance. So now, forward to 2021, I decided to go on this program for a week that was a Zoom meeting because it was during the pandemic, because I wanted to get my physical abstinence. So I decided to try that. And I remember my husband, when I said I was going to do that, I had met somebody else over the years and some kind guy that, accepted me for who I was and fat and all. And I said I was going to go back to this program because it's what I felt most comfortable at. And in his kindest, gentlest way, he said, "You know what? Don't be disappointed. You're 65 years old, and if you can't lose weight, that's understandable because you're so old that you don't have a snowball's chance in hell of doing it." And so I said, "You know what? I'm going to try it anyways." So on January 17th, 2021, I decided this is the day I'm going to get abstinent again. And I was totally powerless and completely defeated. So I decided to go there, and I needed a power greater than myself to help me. So I totally surrendered. I couldn't do it on my own. I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. Thank God for Zoom at the time. Well, now too, because I don't have any meetings near me. I'm still working with the same sponsor that I did 5 years ago.
Gentle 1-minute reminder.
I attend 2 to 3 meetings a week. I do service. I sponsor fellows in the program. Right now, I'm a much more grounded person. I have an inner strength I never imagined that I could have. This is my OA family, and I work with a sponsor. I weigh and measure my food even 5 years later. And now I realize I've been wanting to be like a normal person. I have discovered that, you know what, this is my normal person. This is my normal. And because of this program, it triggered all my growth. There's no going back to the eat way I used to eat one day at a time. And I can finally say I love myself. I heard in a meeting one time that Sharing with another person helps me, but sharing with God transforms me. And I feel like recovery is the most wonderful thing I could ever want to do. And I'm sorry that I didn't get to talk more on my recovery. But anyways, thank you so much for
Reminder.
allowing me to share.